Herzlich willkommen zu Dental English to Go. Ich bin Sabine Nemetz und ich lade euch ein, mit diesem Podcast euer Englisch aufzufrischen. Ich möchte euch zeigen, dass es ganz leicht ist, sich im Praxisalltag auf Englisch zu verständigen. Jede Woche schauen wir uns eine bestimmte Situation in der Zahnarztpraxis an und trainieren die passenden Vokabeln und die richtige Aussprache. So, here is your weekly dose of language refresher. In the previous lesson, we talked about surgical options for gum treatment. In today's lesson, we will continue to have a look at surgical options as well as helpful questions during consultation. So, let's start! Here are more surgical treatments for patients with advanced gum disease. Number 5. Tissue-stimulating proteins. Another treatment approach involves applying a special gel to a diseased tooth root. This gel contains the same proteins found in developing tooth enamel. It stimulates the growth of healthy bone and tissue. Number 6. Platelet-rich fibrin, PRF, and platelet-rich plasma, PRP. PRP and PRF speed healing and reduce pain after gum surgery. PRF and PRP are obtained by spinning a small amount of your blood through a machine called a centrifuge. This machine separates and condenses a protein called fibrin or a liquid called plasma from your blood. The PRF or PRP then goes onto the surgical site to speed up healing. Here are some sentences that will help your patient prepare for the appointment. Please make a list of any symptoms you are experiencing. Include symptoms that may not seem related to the reason for your appointment. Inform us on all key personal information, like any medical conditions. Please list all medicines you take, including over-the-counter medicines, vitamins, or other supplements, as well as the doses. Prepare all the questions you want to ask your dentist. Let us have a look at the possible questions that may arise during consultation. These are questions your patient may ask you. Will my dental insurance cover the recommended treatments? Is there anything else I need to take into consideration concerning the cost coverage? Are there any restrictions that I need to follow? What kind of test, if any, do I need? What are other options to the treatment you are recommending? What steps can I take at home to ensure healthy gums and teeth? Are there any brochures that I can have? Is gum disease linked to other health problems? Can I live a normal life with gum disease?
Werbung. Aktuelle News für den Praxisalltag. Fachbeiträge, Fortbildungen, Abrechnungstipps und Ernährungswissen. All das gibt's ab sofort zweimal im Monat als Newsletter direkt in euer Mailpostfach. Kostenlos. Für Team und Praxis von Quintessenz. Jetzt abonnieren. Den Link dazu findet ihr in den Shownotes.
These are questions you may ask the patient. When did the first symptoms arise? How often do you brush your teeth? Do you use dental floss? How often do you floss? How often do you see a dentist? When was your last visit to the dentist's? What medical conditions do you have? What medicines do you take? Do you use tobacco products? Here are some explanations if you want to explain the link between gum disease and health problems to your patient. There are potential links between gum disease and other serious health conditions. Under certain circumstances, the germs in your mouth are linked to health problems such as heart disease and stroke. Diabetes is a risk factor for gum disease, and it may make diabetes worse. Uncontrolled gum disease causes inflammation in the body that may shorten your life. You can have a normal life if your gum disease is treated. Here is your overview of the vocabulary of this week's lesson. To speed healing, Heilung beschleunigen. To condense, etwas verdichten. To ensure, sicherstellen. Related, zugehörig, zusammenhängend. Growth, Wachstum. Amount, Menge. Over-the-counter medicine, frei verkäufliche Medikamente. Cost coverage, Kostenübernahme. Tobacco products, Tabak. Circumstances, Umstände. Stroke, Schlaganfall. Das war unsere Lesson für diese Woche. Nächste Woche beschäftigen wir uns mit der Nachsorge und was Patienten von der Behandlung erwarten können. Wenn ihr noch mehr Dentalenglisch trainieren wollt, empfehle ich euch mein Buch Dental English, erschienen im Quintessenz Verlag oder auch die Fachzeitschrift Team Journal. Hier findet ihr in jeder Ausgabe eine Übung. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören. Wenn es euch gefallen hat, dann abonniert diesen Podcast. Es gibt jeden Montag eine neue Folge, überall, wo es Podcasts gibt. Wenn ihr Fragen habt, dann schreibt auf Instagram oder an podcast@quintessenz.de. Alle Links und Adressen findet ihr auch in den Shownotes. Ich sage goodbye and see you next week. Das war Dental English to go mit Sabine Nemetz, der Englisch-Podcast für den Praxisalltag. Ein Quintessenz-Podcast.